Senator John Hoeven joined Senator Ron Johnson, Republican Wisconsin, this week in introducing the No WHO Pandemic Preparedness Treaty Without Senate Approval Act, which would require any pandemic agreement resulting from the work of the World Health Organization's, WHO, intergovernmental negotiating body be deemed a treaty, and therefore require the advice and consent of a supermajority of the U.S. Senate. This legislation pushes back on the WHO continuing to push for a new international treaty for pandemic preparedness and response and would provide more transparency in WHO agreements as well as a constitutional check on the administration. This legislation would classify any new WHO pandemic convention or agreement as a treaty, ensuring that it is reviewed by the Senate and subject to approval of two-thirds of the Senate in order to be ratified. This will make sure that there is proper oversight of the administration's actions at the WHO and help us maintain U.S. sovereignty, said Hoeven. Along with Hoeven and Johnson, the bill was introduced by Senators John Barrasso, Republican Wyoming, Mike Braun, Republican Indiana, Tom Cotton, Republican Arkansas, Ted Cruz, Republican Texas, Chuck Grassley, Republican Iowa, Bill Hagerty, Republican Tennessee, Cindy Hyde-Smith, Armis, Mike Lee, Republican Utah, Roger Marshall, Arcon, Marco Rubio, Republican Florida, Rick Scott, Republican Florida, Tommy Tuberville, Republican Alabama, Steve Daines, Republican Montana, and Tom Tillis, RNC. Click here for the full text of the bill.